Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over some ways you can beat the heat out there. And this is something that's really relevant because most areas that have pool service get really hot in the summertime. So I'm going to go over some of the things that I do to kind of beat the heat and get through the day quickly so that I'm not out there during the peak of the sun or the heat. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. I would say that my service area is moderately hot compared to maybe Arizona, the high desert of California, maybe the humidity of Florida and Texas, those areas may be a little worse than where I'm at. But as far as pure heat, I think Southern California, Los Angeles Basin, it's pretty hot here in the summertime. And so I do several things to beat the heat when I'm working out there. And the first thing that I do is I schedule my pool route so that I can start really early in the morning. Sometimes I'm sitting in my truck waiting for the sun to come up, depending on, you know, the daylight savings type thing. But basically, you want to get out there as early as possible to beat the heat and start as early as possible. So you want to schedule your route to where you're going to get to the pools where you're not going to disturb the customers. So the first pools that I do don't have barking dogs. They don't have customers that are there in the morning where I would disturb them by going in there, turning on the equipment. And these are customers that leave early for work or the pool is far from the house. These are the ideal customers to start with. And within that first hour, you can knock out some pools and really give your day a kickstart or head start. And I also suggest doing your route to where the harder pools are, if you can do this, I'm not sure if you can schedule like this, but you want to try to do the more difficult pools earlier in the day. And then the last 3 or 4 pools, it'd be nice if there were easy pools, you know, in and out, pretty quick pools where they have automatic cleaners, very low debris loads, things of that nature later in the day when it's at the hotter temperatures. And if you could do that, that's ideal. So I like to knock out the more difficult pools in the morning. That way I'm not standing out there in the blazing sun trying to clean these pools out. And hopefully all your pools are pretty decent. There's not any really bad pools out there, but the ones that are bigger and take more time, I definitely would schedule those in the morning and then do the other ones later in the day. So if you can do your route and kind of make a square on your kind of how you do your pools, and you can backtrack a little bit if you need to. That way you're going to save yourself, you know, the fact that you're going to be out in the middle of the sun doing a very difficult or large pool. Try to do that. And it's not hard to do. And if you have to go out of your way a little bit, it definitely pays off later because, you know, if you're out in the middle of the sun, you want to be in and out of that backyard as quickly as possible. And unfortunately, one day of my route, I can't really move this pool because it's in the same neighborhood as the pools where there's plenty of shade. And that's another thing also is that you want to do the pools with the shade later in the day too, if you can. That way you're kind of shady and, you know, it's cooler back there. Any kind of shade is good. And so this one pool actually is across the street from a pool that's really good because it's shady back there when I get there. But then I have to step back over across the street to this pool that has no shade at all and it's blazing hot. The sun's hitting you. But that's not my whole route. That's just one day a week, unfortunately, because I can't really go back and do that one later. It doesn't make any sense. And so I suffer through that pool. So you don't want to have too many of those on your route at the end of the day. If your pool route is all with pools with no shade, then, you know, you have an issue there. But most of the time, there's some shady pools where you're going to get some tree coverage during the day and try to schedule it. Look at the pools, look when you would get the best shade on them and kind of organize your pool route that way. Another thing that I do to speed up my day out there is I make sure the pools are not going to have any algae issues. Now, this can be done successfully if you have the water balanced properly, if you have the enhancers. I use borates, I use the Pool RX, I use phosphate and enzymes in some pools. Depending on the pool is what I'll use. Most of the pools are on borates right now. And I'll tell you that if you are spending 5 or 10 minutes brushing a pool with algae, you're really wearing yourself out there. And if you do this at 3 or 4 pools during your day, you're going to extend your time out there in the heat. It's not fun. It's not pleasant. And so whatever you can do to control algae in your account is going to benefit you and get you through your day quicker. And believe me, I've had situations where a pool has an algae bloom and I'm out there in 90-degree weather, 100-degree weather, brushing this pool, and it's extremely frustrating. It's exhausting. And so you want to avoid this as much as possible. So definitely you want to, minimize the algae issues by having an enhancer. And again, I recommend having a borate level of 50 parts per million in the pool, or having a Pool RX, or using the enzyme and phosphate treatment, which I've used successfully. And I mentioned before, I went one whole season using the enzyme and phosphates to test it out. And it works really well in a lot of the pools. But I think the borate and or Pool RX would move the needle a lot more than that particular method. And, definitely the borates will help because it's the natural algistat. And so algae won't even form in the pool. Even with zero chlorine, you're not going to get algae problems. So if they have a pool party that weekend and the pool zeroes out, chances are there's not going to be any algae in the pool if you have the borates at 50 parts per million. And therefore, you won't be brushing the algae, once the pool turn. Pool RX is great also. It's pretty easy. You just put it in the pump basket and most pools react really well to it. And it does also eliminate the microalgae. So no algae forms in the pool with Pool RX either. So these are really time proven and tested methods of keeping algae out of the pool. And that's the biggest time killer I think out there is brushing algae in pools. And if you do 2 or 3 pools, you added 30 to 40 minutes to your day. And of course, in 90 or 100 degree weather, you really don't want to waste any time out there in that heat. Another thing that speeds up your day, and this is kind of a simple thing, is to take everything you need back to the pool on one shot. So basically, if you have a T-Dual service cart, or if you're using a Riptide cart, or if you're using a caddy, maybe you have the bottom feeder or whatever, and you have the caddy, whatever you need to take back there, take back in one shot. That way you're not walking back and forth to your truck, because this adds time to your day. And as you can see, everything I'm telling you here is to get you in and out of the pools quickly without wasting time, because every few minutes adds up to more and more time out in the heat. And you definitely don't want to be making multiple trips back to your truck for chemicals or for something that you forgot. And so, in 100 degree weather, I hate when I get back to a pool and I notice that the automatic cleaner is not working. And I'm like, great, now I have to go back to my truck to get some parts. It's really irritating because it's really hot out. And so this will kind of minimize the trips back and forth if you take everything the first time. And you can't do anything about those situations where you have a cleaner that's not working, you have to go back to your truck for a part. But in most cases, you can get away with not going back and forth too much to your vehicle, which wastes a lot of time out there during your day. Another thing that I do is I set up my filter cleanings for March and September. Now, we have full-size filters in Southern California, so we're cleaning them every 6 months. And I like doing them in March because the weather is pretty mild still, and I get everything ready for the summer. I can go into April sometimes also, and that's fine. But March and April are the 2 months that I knock out my filters in, and that leaves me September and October, which are not quite as hot as the middle of summer, but sometimes September can get really hot still, and October can be really warm too. But I want to get all my filters done in my area before the Santa Ana winds kick in, which is in October. And so I schedule my filter cleanings for March and April, and then September, October. And the number one reason why I do this is because you don't want to be out there cleaning filters in 90 to 100 degree weather, because then you're behind on your route, and then you gotta try to speed things up. It's a real mess cleaning filters in the middle of summer. And so I avoid that by scheduling my filter cleanings for the beginning of the season and after the peak of the season. It is really a miserable day if you're out there cleaning pools and then you have to do 2 or 3 filters on top of that. Another big time saver out there in the middle of summer is not manually vacuuming a pool. Automatic cleaners are a big time saver out there, and I suggest you sell the customers on automatic pool cleaners, or if they don't want to buy one, you buy some yourself. I like the little Rebel for smaller pools. It's like $160 wholesale. Buy some of those, put them in the pools. Or pick up 8 or 10 Zodiac Rangers, put those in the pool. They're about $140 wholesale. And these are really good bouncing type cleaners. They work effectively in almost all the pools out there. And drop those in your customer's pool to save time. Or sell the customer a robotic pool cleaner. Or if they have a pressure cleaner, make sure that's working properly. Bottom line is, you don't want to be out there again in 100 degree weather, manually vacuuming a pool. That just takes a lot of time and the sun's beating down on you. So you want to avoid doing stuff like that. Now, if you have to vacuum a pool, if it's part of your contract and you drop a vacuum in there, I suggest getting a Riptide or bottom feeder and then vacuuming with that. It's much quicker. And in the summertime, it doesn't really matter if there's a little bit of dirt on the bottom because they're going to be swimming and they're going to be stirring up the water a lot. And you'll find that you're not manually vacuuming a pool very often in the summertime anyway because they're using the pool and stirring it up. And the pool tends to stay a little cleaner in that respect. But definitely you want to make sure that you're not there manually vacuuming 8 or 10 pools on your route that day because that's going to really wear you down in the hot summer days. I think one of the keys is starting early because then the heat gradually builds on you and you kind of get used to it. I don't know if this makes sense, but if, you know, maybe on a Saturday you're home all day, you're inside the house and you go out, you know, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon to get the mail and the sun's out, it's 100 degrees out and you really feel it. But if you start early in the morning and kind of work all day long and you don't take too many breaks, you'll feel that it's not quite as hot because you're kind of gradually building and getting used to it. For me, I like wetting my face down when I'm at the pool if I get really hot. I also like using my air conditioner. I have it on full blast in between stops and I don't care. Some people say that it's better just to have the windows down so you get, you know, acclimated to the heat. I personally like blasting the air conditioner, cooling myself off. And getting to the next stop, especially if your face and your shirt's a little bit wet and you're in the truck and the air conditioner is hitting you, that's really refreshing and it kind of revives you. So I'm not one to just to go with the windows down and drive around. I like using my air conditioner. And so if you have a truck without air conditioner, I suggest trading it in and getting a truck with AC because that's going to go a long way in getting you through that heat of the day. I'm not going to talk too much about dress code. I know a lot of guys like wearing t-shirts, shorts, and flip-flops or whatever in the summertime. For me, I'm just wearing my long-sleeve shirts, and I have my slacks on. And it does get a little warm because, you know, I don't wear shorts out there. But with the long-sleeve shirts, it protects you from the sun. And so I'm kind of looking at it twofold. I want to stay cool, but I don't want to get skin cancer either. And so I wear the long-sleeve shirts. I have them rolled up to my elbows, and then I put suntan lotion, of course, on my arms and my face. And then I'll wear a big straw hat. Some people don't like them because it interferes with a lot of things out there, but I get used to it. And I really like wearing the straw hat when I'm working because it covers the back of my neck as well as my face. But any kind of hat will do out there. You just want to make sure you're covered so you don't get skin cancer, definitely. And the hat, of course, will keep the sun from beating down on you. So that's an important aspect. Wear some kind of hat, either a baseball cap or a straw hat out there. That'll really go a long way in protecting you and keeping you shaded in your face at least. So I think the bottom line is you want to try to keep all the extra work to a minimum while you're out there. So definitely you want to make sure you have no algae in the pools and that the pools have an automatic cleaner of some type in there. Or if you have to vacuum the pool, go ahead and use your vacuum system. It'll be much quicker. So the bottom feeder is definitely ideal for this. I also like carrying the WaterTech Precision 2.0. It's a great little battery-powered vacuum. Actually, it's a commercial-grade vacuum. I would say it pumps about 25 gallons per minute, and it's a great way to spot vacuum a pool quickly. I also like these smaller WaterTech cleaners for the spa, so you're not bringing your gigantic vacuum hose out there just to vacuum out the spa or to spot vacuum a pool. And of course, you can use the automatic cleaner hoses with your manual vacuum head attached to it to spot vacuum a pool. Whatever you can do to save time out there, you want to do that. Because when the temperature is 95 or 100 degrees out there, you definitely want to finish your day quickly. I mean, we've had days out here where we've had weeks of 105, 110 degree weather. So it's not unheard of in my area to have 2 or 3 weeks. I think it was last summer that it was over 100 degrees for a good 3 or 4 week period. Pretty miserable out there, and so you wanted to keep all of the extra work to minimum out there, and of course drink plenty of water and try to stay in the shade as much as possible when you're back there. When I do my chemical checks, I'm not out there in the blazing sun. If I can move to a shady area, I'll take my tester over to a shady area and do it. So smart things like that, simple things like getting out of the sun when you can, are important aspects of this. And you don't want to just be sitting there in the blazing sun when, you know, 2 feet away, there's a shady area off to the gravel or off to the dirt. Get in that area, do your testing there, and then move back in and finish the pool. So the heat is definitely the enemy in the summertime in my area, and I do whatever I can to minimize that by the steps I mentioned here. And if you're looking for other podcasts I've recorded, definitely go to my website, SwimmingPoolLearning.com, and on the banner, click on the podcast icon. That'll take you to the previous episode I've recorded, and you can learn definitely a lot about chemistry, pool equipment, and other aspects of the industry from the podcast. And if you're in the industry and you want to enhance your business, definitely check out my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. A lot of great benefits for joining there, including a discount on your general liability insurance through SPPA. Again, you can learn more about poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week. God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.